Hello, good afternoon, good morning. Welcome to Going Through the Content Mist, the podcast where we dive into the evolving world of content operation, strategy, and innovation. Today, we have an exceptional guest joining us, someone who truly embodies expertise in content and operational excellence. We are thrilled to welcome Dr. Victoria Timoshenko, Senior Content Operational Manager at Bayer. She is a member of Global Content Team based in Berlin. With her extensive experience and insights, she has been instrumental in shaping content strategy that drives efficiency, innovation, and impact in the ever-changing landscape of global healthcare and life sciences. Today, we will be talking about Victoria's work that stands at the intersection of science, strategy, and technology. Her perspective is so valuable for everyone, and she will be navigating us through complexities of the content and highly regulated industry. Dr. Victoria Timoshenko, welcome to the stage. Please introduce
Thank
yourself.
you very much, Natalia. Thank you, and I'm very pleased to be today with you in this podcast. And I will be very glad to share my experience, our learnings that we have gained on the transformational journey related to the modular content strategy. So, yeah, please ask your questions.
Yeah, modular content is so challenging. I know so many organizations which started to do so, like, and just given up because it requires tremendous effort, resilience, money, and patience. Like, starting with Bayer's modular transformation journey, Victoria, would you say it's been successful?
It has been really a journey. We began it 5 years ago and have gained very valuable learnings. Today, we can confidently say that we create a better customer experience with our content. We are significantly faster and more cost-effective. We developed a comprehensive ecosystem. And initially, we were focusing on establishing a content model that empowered local content specialists to create interactive materials without coding efforts. It was relatively new at the time, but it has now become an industry standard. In the next phase, we concentrated on measuring content performance to track content reuse and effectiveness across channels to enable data-driven decisions for content. We created a dashboard that provides real-time reports on the usage of materials in customer engagement. Brand managers now can see which slides were used during the call, which emails were sent, and how customers engaged with them. These practical insights reveal which topics generated most interest, how sales reps communicate with visual aids, and which subject lines or calls to action perform best or worse in email and newsletter. And this information helps us to adapt and plan the new content more effectively. And an important aspect has been also the establishment of co-message tagging. We can now track which messages are communicated across different channels and assess whether they are in line with our marketing strategy. This allows global brand managers to monitor message communication worldwide and take decisions respectively. We went even further to find an answer to the key question for all global brand managers: how do my global materials perform with customers? For many years, we struggled to answer this question, but with the advent of AI, a solution was found. Our colleagues developed a program that scans local materials and identifies copies of global content. By combining this with data from our CRM, we can reliably report on how many times each global slide was adopted, where it was used, how many calls featured each slide, and how many customers were engaged with this material. We have not introduced this reporting broadly yet, but we are very excited about its impending launch, as it addresses a long-standing need for all global brand teams. So that, in short, our journey, Natalia.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The journey of 5 years, this is how resilience and how, you know, passion and patience look like. 5 years to make sure, like, you can understand what impact your communication is making upon your customers and the markets. And this is amazing. That's really the impact, and that's really the answer from global success to local success. But still, I want to ask you, what do you think made it a success in the scale of entire organization, of the company overall? It would be very nice for our audience to hear about any standout benefits for the entire organization from this journey. I know you started to tell that, but it would be really, really interesting.
Yeah, to sum up, I can say that the success of our modular content transformation can be attributed to several key factors. First and foremost, it was established as a strategic priority for the company and received support at all management levels. And this high-level backing enabled us to create dedicated content roles and develop a community of skilled content experts. The importance of this community cannot be overstated. Since no system works perfectly from the start, maintaining close contact with content creators in different countries has been crucial for us. And this connection allows us to understand their challenges, identify their needs, and then request respective technical advances and enhancements from our partners. Another crucial success factor has been our ability to adapt to new trends. Today, content is not only a topic for marketeers, but this is a cross-functional endeavor. Like, data analysts help to get insights for content planning. Prompt engineers support us in using AI for content generation. And I can give much more examples. And moreover, the traditional global-to-local content strategy has transformed into a more dynamic model. The conventional global to local approach, where countries simply implement globally produced content, is becoming outdated. We are seeing a shift towards so-called lead market model, where countries, not global teams, produce content that is transcreated and adopted by other countries. And the challenge now lies in enabling and orchestrating these new models to deliver optimal results. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. Even a couple of years back, I was talking to other colleagues, and they were saying, like, why global, only global must lead the innovation? I'm so happy that it has been supported on the strategic level and created this needed impact for entire organization. But the transformation like this can be often a great challenge, right? Do you see and do you want to talk today about significant roadblocks or unexpected hurdles along the way? I know how difficult it is, but we will be not complete if we will be not admitting these challenges. How did your team navigate those?
Of course, I cannot hide it from you, Natalia. Yeah, we encountered different types of challenges, yeah, technical, process, and skills related ones. And one significant challenge was changing the mindset from delegating content creation to external partners to do-it-yourself approach, when content creation is done by company specialists, internal colleagues in the countries. This shift required considerable time and effort. It was required to train and upskill a cohort of country content creators so that they could independently create interactive content. Our biggest technical hurdle is related to release of modules containing graphs and infographics. Currently, they require coding for local colleagues to make modifications, translation, without external support. We are awaiting for technical advances from our partners, and these advances would enable module releases without coding requirements. So next technical challenge that I would like to talk about is related to co-message tagging. Our current tagging process has been manual. This has resulted in quality issues and they affected the accuracy of our insights. Yeah. So we are working actively on implementation of AI-driven auto-tagging as a solution to this challenge. So when it comes to the challenges related to process, we still do not have established the LMR approval process for modules, even within our content management system. This is partly because medical colleagues need to see the full context in which each module is used. So we are trying to find a balance between releasing modules and maintaining compliant medical graphic standards. So it's still an open question for us. So in general, when we started implementation of modular content, we assumed that it would be straightforward. Yeah, like you just release content and modules and they are used across different channels. But practice has shown that every channel requires customized approach. And therefore, I would say that and admit that today we stay truly modular, predominantly within selected channels like visual aids or emails. We started a search for AI tools that can effectively convert modules and assets from one channel to another to enable truly omni-channel communication and approach as we see it when we read the theory articles.
And that's a perfect ambition. And I would say every company today working for this, breakthrough from the technology perspective. And I think ability to experiment, to take AI on board, to find the right solution is driving us forward. We are ourselves at V7, we are practicing a lot with AI as well, like on the modular level, on the tagging level, and want to help to go forward. I believe this is one of the secrets whenever we have this multi-vendor environment and we have the design, the ability to try new things. This is very helpful and that can lead us to success. As you have already touched the AI topic, right? Can we go there and explore? How do you see AI roles in Bayer's journey, especially in enhancing or shaping omnichannel communication? What are your expectations for its future impact?
So I would not be the first person to say that generative AI is becoming a trusted collaborator that enables us to create personalized and compliant content faster. So Gen AI boosts creativity without replacing human judgment. It has the potential to revolutionize content production in several ways that we already see. First of all, by increasing speed and decreasing costs related to copywriting, image production, video production, as well as automated translation. AI is a powerful lever for content personalization. In comparison to non-pharma industry, in many respects, we are still in a discovery phase for truly personalized content delivery, but the potential is immense. But I would say that despite the advantages and quick wins with AI, we must exercise caution to ensure compliance, particularly concerning to copywriting and personal data protection. Legal guidance for AI-generated content is evolving as we speak, and we must stay informed and act responsibly and respectively. Overall, AI makes us more ambitious with our dreams and more autonomous in content production. Previously, we were dreaming about modules that can be used as Lego bricks for content creation. Now we want to pull approved materials or module from our content management system, create text, images with AI, design our assets, translate them, customize for different channels, and get coded. And all that at incredible speed at once. And we're dreaming. But I would say that today, our dream seems more achievable than ever before with AI.
I couldn't agree more. This is really the truth. And, you know, us with AI, we can achieve more, can be faster, we can speed up our LMR experience, we can build the new models, we can reuse them out through all the channels you are using today, and we can really bring the efficiency and a little bit more than today to go through this mist or mystery of content creation, which we used to have in the past. We are so grateful to have you in the studio. Victoria, you are so insightful and so impactful speaker, and we are really appreciating the journey. 5 years, congratulations, and we are looking for much more advances. Thank you very much and wish you all the best in the continuation of your journey.
Thank you very much, Natalia. It has been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.